The Sulphur Springs ISD had its second annual Education Expo Thursday at the Civic Center. Various student groups were featured. KSST's Jimmy Rogers learned about robotics, the health science and technology program, photo shopping, and about the new 3D printer in the high school art department from art instructor Dr. Philip Dick.
Guys, quickly tell us about what you're doing.
Well, this is robotics, high school robotics, and we compete at several competitions a year, and basically they give you a task in early April, and they tell you, here's your task, you know, you got to go figure out how to accomplish it. So you have to come up with a design on your own, no instructions, here's a pile of materials, go build it. And basically our task this year was to stack those yellow cylinders there, mm-hmm. and then stack cubes on top of that. And then basically you're partnered with another team, and so you're trying to get the most points to win. So like these two teams against those two teams, and then you just go through a lot of finals and semifinals, and whoever the best team is wins. So.
And then we did.
We did pretty good this year. A recent competition, we got ninth place out of about 25 teams, and then we moved on to a finals round, and we placed a little bit higher after the finals round, so that was good.
So what does this mean for your future?
Well, I'm interested in mechanical engineering, so I'm already accepted into Texas A&M College Station, so I'm going to plan to pursue that as my career. So.
What's your name?
My name's Nathan Mabry.
And you're classified as a
senior.
Okay, tell us about your class.
It's HST. It's a high school program that we get to go shadow at the high school or at the hospital, different jobs.
And have you been shadowing some this year?
Yes, sir. We get to go to like neonatal or radiology or cath lab.
And why would you want to shadow?
To be a nurse, because that's what I want to be when I grow up.
What field do you want to be in?
I want to get my RN degree, and then I'll see where that takes me after that.
No specific concentration in the hospital?
I've been going to radiology, and then my partner does surgery because her mom's a surgeon, so she likes that.
And your name is?
Delaine Sears.
Okay, guys, what do we got going on?
This is Photoshop is what I'm working on right now.
Tell us about your interest in Photoshop.
Sir?
Tell us about your interest in Photoshop.
Well, at first I just got into it, just to do it because I needed it. But when I got into it, it was kind of fun to do because I got to mess with images and everything like that. And I don't know, it's just fun to do, I guess.
Do you perceive this as something you'll do in the future?
It might be. I'll probably have to do something as the sort is what I get into it. I'm going to be a contractor, and I'll probably have to do some designs on the computer, so it'll probably help me out.
What's your name?
Cohen Price.
It just depends on the engineering. You know, these are engineered well. That little slip-on hinge in white, if you can see the stem, it didn't print out well. So we can't fit those together. Poorly engineered, really well engineered. And if you pick up that Eiffel Tower, turn it upside down. You see all the strands? Again, if it's not engineered well, you're going to have a lot of cleanup. If it's engineered well, it's ready to go right off the printer.
So if you have something you want to clean, you just take sandpaper or something and sand it?
They talk about acetone to do final stuff, but you would take an X-Acto knife, some sandpaper for big stuff. All the interior of that would have to be done with an X-Acto knife. Yeah. And it's fairly complicated to get something that involved. These little ones are easier to do. There's a stamp there. Can you see that stamp pad? Next one, just the one back. That one, when it printed, so they've got a custom program where you can put any text you want. When this printed, it was bumpy on the surface, like these ridges. So when we went to print it, stamp it, it wouldn't print well. So I took some sandpaper, smoothed it out, prints perfectly. So you've got to do some work on some of them. But that file handle there, that one's ready to go. You just slip the file, the tang of the file in, hammer it in place, it's good.
So 3D printing.
Yes, sir.
What role does this play in art?
Sculpture and 3D design. We also have a 3D pen, which can be used to draw a flatter two-dimensional object or build up a three-dimensional object. So we have one piece on the table, which is a cat, three-dimensional cat. That was built with the pen. And then we designed and printed the base for it and attached the two together. So this will do anything from tools and buckles art objects, sculptures. You can prototype things. It'll do mechanical pieces.
Certainly becoming a very popular thing to use. Is it going to be functional? It's going to have utility in business and so forth?
I think you're seeing this at the very earliest stages. It's been in industry for a long time. The home use and the small machines like we're using in the classroom, we're just at the early stages. You know, 25 years ago when I did graphic design and you printed a color image, it took 45 minutes to print, and a letter may float off to the side somewhere. This is the same thing. It takes about an hour to do a simple object. I think as time goes on, it'll get better. But you can print. They've got extruders where you can print chocolate. In industry, they print molten metal. Right now, what we have with this machine is ABS plastic or PLA plastic.
A lot of students interested in this?
This has gathered quite a bit of attention. Yeah, earlier, before everybody came and the students weren't busy at their stations, we probably had 30 of them standing around asking questions. And they want to do a display in the library. It's just, you know, it's new enough. Kids will come in and say, I hear you got a 3D printer. How on earth does this thing work, you know?
Job security for an art student, art teacher, huh?
Maybe so. Maybe so.
KSST News.